With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's take two for Donald Trump. He will be returning to the White House as president after defeating Democrat challenger Kamala Harris. It was during the 2 o'clock hour this morning that Mr. Trump declared victory at his Florida headquarters.
Before the race was officially called, but on the cusp of victory, Trump said voters sent a clear message in this election.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
And he vowed to deliver on his promises.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
At 78, Trump would be the oldest president ever elected and the first one to win non-consecutive terms in the White House in 132 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And it was his victory in swing state Wisconsin that pushed Mr. Trump over the top in electoral votes. Republicans regaining the Senate majority for the first time in 4 years, taking at least two seats from Democrats, one of them in Ohio, the other in West Virginia. Among the Republican winners, incumbent Ted Cruz.
Texas will remain Texas.
Senator Ted Cruz defeated Representative and former NFL linebacker Colin Allred. Cruz thanked his wife and supporters at a watch party in Houston.
To all of those who didn't support me, you have my word that I will fight for you, for your jobs, for your safety, and for your constitutional rights.
Cruz had a much stronger performance with Hispanic voters in counties along the U.S.-Mexico border compared to 2016 when he narrowly beat Beto O'Rourke. Audio courtesy KTRK. I'm Jennifer King.
And nothing yet on final control of the House. More than 100 races still to be called. Limits on abortion will stay in place in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. On Wall Street this morning, stocks, futures sharply higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. A satanic display in one French city.
Christians in Toulouse are expressing dismay that local officials financed a so-called street opera dubbed the Guardian of the Temple, complete with gigantic satanic statues bearing the mark of the beast. Other images included burning churches and figures wearing goat's heads. France is officially a secular society, and Christians working for the government cannot even wear a cross on a necklace. Critics point out that Satanism is a religion as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One global gay rights group is boycotting Israel. The International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association says it will not consider Tel Aviv as a site for its 2026 conference because of the war in Gaza. The organization has also suspended its Israeli chapter. International outcry against Israel is growing, despite the fact that the war was triggered by Hamas's unprecedented attack on the Jewish state last fall. This is SRN News. Recapping the hour's lead story, Donald Trump will be returning to the White House as president after defeating Kamala Harris. In Virginia, Harris edged out Trump with roughly 52% of the total statewide vote.
Trump surpassed his vote totals of 4 years ago, and majorities in most counties voted for him this year. But they were eclipsed by an avalanche of votes in Northern Virginia, where many federal workers live. Yet Harris received fewer votes than President Joe Biden did in the last election, and statewide turnout was lower. Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine was reelected by a slightly larger margin than Harris. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Montana's Republican Governor Greg Gianforte is one of second term in office. That victory in Montana continues Republican control in the state, where the GOP has also enjoyed a supermajority in the state legislature. More details, SRNNews.com.